To the great beings who govern the I Am a Ascended Master Miracle Music of the Spheres, we ask you to at all times pour forth through our music and through our decrees the great central suns, mightiest fiery Christ, purifying love, victory, and power of almighty protecting perfection without limit for eternity, and such a boundless expansion of the sacred fire's love and light, no human thing can be allowed to survive anywhere for any reason. We ask this to come quickly to earth and possess and rule the physical conditions of our nation and the world as quickly as possible. As we give our love and gratitude and blessing to beloved Mighty Mary and those who minister with her, we ask all that love can give to bless her for eternity. And we thank her. Beloved ones of my heart, tonight I trust I may bring into your consciousness, into your feeding world, and into your experienced life, a deeper understanding of what the great forgiving love and mercy of the sacred fire is to life. Once you enter into the Ascended Master's octave and become the invincible perfection of eternity, you live within the realm of the sacred fire's love. Everything within and around you is its glorifying perfection for eternity. Everywhere you move, it is the control and the manifestation of eternal perfection. Therefore, eternal happiness and the greater and greater release of the power of the sacred fire to control manifestations in this world wherever you care to direct the sacred fire. Therefore, it is no trouble to us to forgive mankind's destructive creation, because when we abide within our realm of sacred fire purity, and we live within that, continually aware of and expanding the perfection of our own love, and the sacred fire's boundless blessings, which that is to life, there is nothing, beloved ones, that is hard for us to do in releasing mankind from the frightful human creation that has been generated through the centuries. Therefore, when we become the forgiving presence by the use of the great cosmic fiery Christ love of eternity, it means that every time we call this forth into outer world conditions to consume human creation and replace it by the perfection of our sacred fire love, try to remember this: whenever we do that in the physical world, our own heart's flame expands farther, and we have greater joy in our own feeling world. I want you to feel the happiness that comes from abiding within the cosmic sun presence of the great central sun's fiery Christ love of immortal purity and all protecting perfection, all masterful control of all in existence, everywhere, forever. So when you learn to use the sacred fires, the fiery Christ sacred fire, forgiving love, which the violet consuming flame is, and you use that day after day to consume the wrong mankind has generated, Within your own feeling world, there comes greater and greater ecstasy within you, and that greater happiness expands your own heart's flame until its radiating presence fills everything wherever we abide with ever-expanding perfection, ever-enfolding love, and therefore ever-expanding freedom to all that is less than ourselves. Sometimes in the unascended state, it is very difficult for individuals who are surrounded by discord and the injustice which it has imposed upon life. It's difficult sometimes to forgive those parts of life that have created such terrible things and brought them into manifestation. But beloved ones, when you truly understand what love and mercy are to life, when you really understand what the sacred fire love is from the heart of creation, the great central sun, when you understand it is ever expanding immortal happiness, then every time you use the fiery Christ purifying love and pour it into physical conditions for the correction of what is wrong and the purification of all that is here, you just can't help but keep pouring it forth all the time to help every particle of life be free from the human and become the sun presence of the love and the victory and the forgiveness and mercy of the divine. So every time you call the fiery Christ, purity and purifying love into outer world physical conditions, try to remind your intellect that you are creating ever-expanding sacred fire happiness that is filling your causal bodies with its sacred fire presence that becomes your cosmic power to produce manifestation that ever keeps you happy and ever gives happiness to life wherever you are privileged to go. I think I'm bringing to you tonight a different concept from anything you've ever had, for I am determined to bring the cosmic sacred fire's understanding of life, the ascended master's understanding of all the happiness that is within the sacred fire and all that you can have by your use of it in the physical world, as you realize that there must come the fiery Christ love, forgiveness, and mercy into all outer physical conditions in order to purify them. And therefore, the fiery Christ purity is the love which the world requires. The sacred fire's mercy is the love that takes away the discord and allows each one's own heart flame to expand its happiness through the outer self until it becomes the sacred fire presence manifest that raises the outer self into the ascension. So when you look back upon experiences that sometimes have been very strenuous and in which you have become enmeshed when suffering was great, try to remember our present feeling, our ascended master feeling, the great central sun, sacred fire feeling, of the happiness that comes whenever you use the violet consuming flame and the blue lightning purity of the cosmic Christ to consume human creation in the physical world, that destruction may cease to exist and mankind's suffering be compelled to come to an end. And if you will realize that every time you make a call for the annihilation of human creation, that there is coming into you to blaze into and around you for eternity the great central sun's enfolding sun presence of the sacred fires, love, purity, and happiness to life, you will realize that every time the sacred fire's love is sent forth to purify the manifestations in this world, the greater sacred fire love from your beloved I Am presence and our great octave of life, that greater love and happiness comes into you to make you more powerful, to use more of the fiery Christ purifying love, command, and force to drive into outer world destructive conditions, to force them to cease existence by the purifying sacred fire that you command to go into those conditions and compel the evil to cease to be. In releasing life from the torture of human evil, you do bring happiness to the life that is thus released. And therefore, the happiness you give must, under the action of the cosmic law, be given to you by your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host, so that as the great activities of the fiery Christ's purifying love in the central sun are drawn in through and around you as you render this service to the life in the world around you, there must come eternal happiness to you. So may its love, mercy, and forgiveness ever keep you aware of the power you have, the authority that is yours, and the sacred fire's presence from the great central sun of immortal purity, that you have a right to command to go forth and burn up, consume, dissolve and consume, and forever wipe out of existence that which has tortured life. And you will know no greater happiness ever in all eternity than to feel the sacred fires expanding, purifying love release its happiness through you when you draw it into outer physical conditions to release other parts of life from the distress through which they have passed and through which sometimes you have passed. You must realize that wherever discord is created, the cosmic law will one day consume that discord and replace it by the ever-expanding happiness of the fiery Christ's sacred fire love. And this is part of the miracle mantle of love's mastery that has been brought to your attention and which becomes an eternal part of you as you use your own authority and power to command evil to cease to be, Replace it by the sacred fire's purifying love that brings happiness to the rest of life, therefore brings greater happiness to you, so that you cannot lose. And when you understand how necessary it is at this time to extend the fiery Christ's purifying, forgiving love and mercy to life, and by your own conscious command, forbid evil to any longer exist, there will come such power to you as you cannot understand until you experience it. And that power can only come when your own love, forgiveness, and mercy is used to send forth that sacred fire that consumes human creation and replaces it by the happiness that sacred fire love alone can give. And it is to raise you to this that we come again and again and again to make you aware of our consciousness of happiness, our consciousness of what the fiery Christ's miracle mantle of love's mastery means to you, for it is ecstasy for eternity and the master presence that rules manifestation everywhere forever. And we want you to become that. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, beloved ones, I have a still deeper motive in bringing this to your attention for your use. You have passed through the veil of human experience. You have suffered along with the rest of mankind, and you have become awakened into the presence of the fiery Christ's own heart's flame of all purifying love, that blessed violet consuming flame of eternal freedom. In becoming that, you will look back upon the time when you felt resentment or hatred or rebellion or discontent in your human experience journey. You will look back upon that and wonder and wonder and wonder how you could have ever been bound by such discordant feeling when this great presence, the beloved I Am and the Ascended Host, have all through the centuries offered the fiery Christ's purifying, forgiving love, mercy, power without limit, and mastery, eternal happiness, and boundless supply, has offered it into the outer use of mankind, that the suffering might cease of this ever-expanding happiness of the sacred fire's love, forgiveness, and mercy to life might take the place of the human consciousness and its creation of distress that you have experienced through the centuries past in your embodiments here. So there must come to earth someday, sometime, somewhere, through unascended beings, through your calls, through your music, through your service to life, there must come someday, sometime, somewhere, your own beloved I Am presence, and the ascended hosts great central suns, fiery Christ, purifying sacred fire, love, forgiveness, mercy, and peace that ever expands the happiness from the heart of creation that nothing human can ever change. So when we ask you to use the fiery Christ, miracle mantle of love's mastery, it means you have been given the use of a power so invincible, so eternal, that nothing of human discord can ever again touch you or your world or those to whom you direct this sacred fire's purifying love and mercy and forgiveness to life. This will dissolve the hard feelings in the emotional bodies of the people, because it will consume those feelings. The feeling of discord, the feeling of hate, and my dear ones, mankind's creation of hate is the most terrible crime against life. So wherever that hatred exists, once you know this law and can call into the physical octave the fiery Christ's overwhelming annihilation of all hate, and you demand the great central sun's fiery Christ love, mercy, and forgiveness to life by the immortal purity of the violet consuming flame, and send that forth by conscious command that forbids human creation, existence, anywhere that you place your attention. Anytime you turn your attention anywhere, the rest of eternity, to that which is discordant, remember, once you use this cosmic authority and power of the great command, the fiery Christ's almighty master presence and its miracle mantle of love's mastery, you will understand what it means to become a cosmic being that forbids anything of imperfection to ever touch you or your realm of existence, your realm of action, and therefore nothing but happiness that is eternal is ever allowed to come into your experience or can ever touch anything that you create. And therefore, your creation is immortally perfect. Your creation becomes ever-expanding happiness, ecstasy to life, and you, the sun presence, the heart flame in the center of your universe, you become the giver of its boundless perfection of eternity. You become the violet flame freedom to life that is forever ecstasy, because it is eternal purity, eternal love, eternal all-protecting perfection. And now, as you call forth the great central sun's fiery Christ, violet consuming flames, immortal love, purifying love, forgiveness, and mercy to life, you become the song of the resurrection. You become the I Am Ascended Master, Miracle Music of the Spheres. You become the Redeemer of Life. You become the Ambassador of Freedom. And you become the Victory of the Heart Realm of Life. And as the Mighty Victory has explained to you, the garden of his heart is this forgiving, purifying love and mercy to life that consumes the human, replaces it by eternal happiness, and enables constructive manifestation to ever come forth in greater and greater perfection, greater and greater happiness, and therefore greater power of blessing to all life everywhere in manifestation. Think you not the world needs this instruction tonight? Thank you so much. So now, since the world needs only the fiery Christ's immortal purifying love, forgiveness, and mercy to dissolve, consume, and close out of existence everything that the sinister force has created, you can become the legions of the fiery Christ's violet flame freedom to this nation, to the world, to life, wherever you abide. And then your service to life will become an ever-expanding experience of dwelling within the heart realm of life, wherein only that love is experienced, and its ever-expanding mastery forever goes on and on in its mighty creation of systems of worlds in which only happiness can abide. Mankind needs to learn this fiery truth of the beloved mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, the fiery truth of what the sacred fire does for life, and the fiery truth of the reality of the great cosmic law, its dispensations, and its love, forgiveness, and mercy to come to earth and dissolve and consume that which mankind has generated, and issue the command that human beings may no longer create evil to desecrate God's world and the life that has placed here the blessings of eternity. Thus you become all authority of the fiery Christ's great command to the earth, to mankind, to life everywhere, to cease the creation of evil. You become that authority and power once you understand that the fiery Christ, almighty power of sacred fire, purifying love, forgiveness, and mercy to life, has taken command of you and your world, goes forth for eternity in conscious command to all life wherever you abide, and you forever become a blessing of the sacred fires, manifestations to life, to fill the world and all wherever you abide with the ever-expanding perfection, happiness, music, and glorifying presence. Ah, the beloved I Am and the ascended hosts and the sacred fires, almighty, overwhelming power of eternal victory. I want you to become aware tonight of all the authority and power that are yours tonight in this command. Once you understand what happens when you call forth the great central sun's fiery Christ, miracle mantle of love's mastery, the sacred fires purifying love, forgiveness and mercy, that is all authority to say to everything of human discord, thou shalt cease to be. And the perfection of eternity take thy place, and thou shalt no longer ever again touch life. Such is the power that is yours, such is the dispensation that is given, such is the fulfillment of the divine plan. And then you will know the fulfillment of that statement. Divine love always has and always will fulfill every human need, because it will dissolve and consume the need. And the boundless blessings that only sacred fire love can bestow take the place of mankind's limitations and the shadows that have sought to close out the sunshine of eternal happiness that only comes from the feeling of the fiery Christ's sacred fires, forgiving love, immortal purity, and therefore the everlasting peace of violet flame freedom, and the victory of the garden of mighty victory's heart. It is the garden of the heart of every ascended master and cosmic being. And if you ask us to make this alive within you and make you feel what we feel when we use the fiery Christ's miracle mantle of love's mastery, you will understand you can wrap anything in it and demand all wrong be prevented forever. And the happiness you can give will be an ecstasy that is forever your song of life. This is the resurrection and the life out of the use of those who have generated discord in this world. And that life is drawn up and used only to create happiness, beauty, perfection, and ever-expanding glory to the universe around you. And never again can you experience the discord of human creation. And therefore, it is a great joy to become the legions of the cosmic sacred fires, purifying love, forgiveness, and mercy to life, and then the violet flame heaven made physically manifest on earth forever brings you the music, the happiness, the victory, and the freedom to ever create greater and greater and greater joy and glory and blessing to the universe around you. Become it, beloved ones. Experiment with this call. And let us show you the happiness that becomes yours when you use the fiery Christ, purifying love of eternity, to give happiness to some other part of life that has passed the way of the shadows and can only be free by the sacred fire love of eternal purity. Enter into it, feel its reality, use it without limit, and become its master presence in full violet flame mastery over all of this world, and feel forever your eternal divine perfection, and give it without limit, and become forever the ascended masters, protecting perfection in full cosmic victory. And we thank you forever. Dear beloved Mary, thank you for your love to us tonight. Thank you for your happiness and your blessing to life. Ever hold us in the miracle mantle of your own hearts, sacred fires, purifying love, forgiveness, and mercy to life, and the great command of the fiery Christ's immortal prevention of all wrong. We thank you for eternity. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such a fiery Christ, purifying love, forgiveness, and mercy to life, that is miracle mantle of eternal happiness ever enfolds us in his glorifying presence and compels the immortal prevention of all wrong wherever we abide and all to which we direct our attention, here, now, and for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with all the fiery grace, sacred fire, love, forgiveness, and mercy to life, in its ever-purifying, violet-consuming flame that you know we're going to require to compel evil to cease to be everywhere in this world as quickly as possible. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, precious Mary, and all the beloved ones who have poured their love, forgiveness, and mercy to mankind of this world. Accept our hearts' love and gratitude to you for all that your redeeming love has done for the life that's passed this way. May we ever abide within your miracle mantle of love's mastery and compel the prevention of all wrong everywhere forever. We thank thee. For the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of out and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it. And pouring into his distress, the great central sun's mightiest, overwhelming, fiery Christ, miracle, sacred fires, love, purity, and forgiveness, and mercy to life, that it forces all human creation to cease to be and forever prevents all wrong. And we thank thee for eternity. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the ascended hosts, especially to beloved Mary, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of all the cosmic law knows this world requires of the great central sun's fiery Christ, immortal, purifying love, forgiveness, and mercy to life. Blaze it in power without limit and forever sweep everywhere and carry into annihilation all human creation everywhere forever and compel the prevention of all wrong in this world and wherever we abide everywhere for eternity. And to all who govern the power of the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And may we be the release of all the great central suns, fiery Christ, immortal, sacred fires, purifying love, forgiveness, and mercy to life that releases the earth and all upon it from all human creation, everywhere, forever. And we ask you to make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command, compel all of this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And let there be an end to mankind's suffering now and forever. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the love, all the dispensations, all the sacred fires, fiery Christ, immortal, purifying love, forgiveness, and mercy to life, enough to blaze everywhere the ascended masters, almighty victory of eternity. We thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may this cosmic, fiery Christ, immortal purity, and sacred fires, forgiving love, mercy, and purity to life, blaze into and around those under this radiation, go forth on our words and our music, and hold forever here the ascended masters, fiery Christ, happiness of eternity, and forever compel the prevention of all wrong. And we thank thee.